holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
God has not forgotten about anybody. He sees everybody.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, and I think you are splendid, splendid, splendid people. And why, again, am I talking so fast? Help me, Lord. I don't know. Hey, listen, I thank God that He's allowed us to even be together. I'm glad that God has allowed us to run across each other's paths. I thank God that you are able to be here and I'm able to be here so we can meet each other. I mean, for the most part, it's through a podcast or broadcast. But hey, you know me. If you listen to our broadcast at any length of time, there's over 600 and some odd episodes. I know that you know me by now. You got to know me by now, all right? I don't sing. Okay. We are going to talk from the standpoint, God has not forgotten anybody. He hasn't forgotten anybody. Listen, a lot of times people think that God has forgotten them. God has not forgotten anybody. We're going to read a verse here that's going to put to rest a few little things that we used to think. I mean, we just saying, we know it's not true, but we say them, okay? And so we were lying all the time until we got old enough. And then when we came old enough, we put away the lie. You exactly know what I mean in a few minutes, okay? We're going to go over to Proverbs 15. We'll start at verse number 3. Proverbs 15, we'll start at verse number 3. It says this, the Lord is watching everywhere. Now that's good. The Lord is watching everywhere. Not me, not you, not Santa Claus. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. So God didn't forget anybody. He's not like not seeing anybody. No, he sees everybody and everything. The Lord does, not Santa Claus, not the pastor, not your mom, not your dad. God does that. You know, they might say, oh, yeah, the social media is everywhere. It says here that God is everywhere. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. Now you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision on whether you're going to remain good. Or you're going to remain evil, or you remain evil, or you're going to remain good. Whichever one you want to choose, whichever side you want to choose, you have to, you know, make a choice in your mind or make it up in your mind that you're going to be this way or that way. At least if you say, I'm going to stay evil, at least God can deal with you then. But if I'm going to say I'm going to be good, but I do evil on purpose, or I do evil and don't repent of it or don't recognize that I did evil. You know, when we're like that, then there's a questionable thing that we have to actually answer. There's a problem in our personality. There's a problem in our spiritual life. You know, we're doing what we can on this, you know, earthly life. You know, who can control all of that stuff? But on our spiritual life, That's where the trouble is. You know, a lot of times we don't feed the spiritual life. We feed our earthly lives. That's why we gain so much weight or we lose so much weight or whatever it is. We feed that life. You know, if you have a street life, you feed that life. You know, if you have a church life, you feed that life. If your marriage and stuff, you feed that kind of life. Whatever you feed it is what you're going to get from it. You kind of get what I'm saying to you. So if you're feeding yourself evil life into this life, that's what you're going to get. But if you're trying to feed your spiritual life, see, that's the part, that's the life that we have that tends to starve to death. Our spiritual lives, usually they're starving to death because we don't do any spiritual things to build up the spiritual life, or we do one spiritual thing per week. And you know, you couldn't live off food once a week. You know, if you were eating only once a week, imagine what you would look like. So if your spirit is only being fed once a month, once a year, you know, just like you stop on purpose to eat, you stop at a restaurant, you stop and cook, you stop and buy the food at the grocery stores, you buy at the local farm market, you do all that, you stop. It takes time to do all of that, to prepare food. And if you're stopping to do that, that's one thing for your earthly life. But if you're not doing that for your spiritual life, there's going to become a problem. See, your spiritual life is the thing that's going to weigh well with the Lord. He knows that our earthly life ain't no good. But our spiritual life is the thing that we have to work on. And the Lord sees it all. He sees when you're feeding your earthly life. He sees when you're starving your spiritual life. Imagine what if your spiritual life was to gain weight from spiritual things. Think about how skinny it would be, how almost dead your spiritual life would be. And God sees all of that. He sees all the evil. He sees all the good. And we tell our children that Santa Claus sees all the good and the bad. Listen, you can tell your kids whatever you want to tell your kids, but you know the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is this, that the Lord is the one who sees all the evil and all the good. So if you're going to tell your children about Santa Claus, say Santa Claus this, Santa Claus that, at least sooner or later, you're going to have to make that transition off of Santa Claus onto the Lord and start telling them the same way you were telling about Santa Claus. You tell them about the Lord, how the Lord sees all the evil. And he sees all the good. And listen, I can be honest with you and tell you this, that none of us are going to get away with anything. You know, the only thing we get away with is the sins he forgave us for. But trust me, if he's not going to forgive us for the sins because we continue to do things and don't ask God for the forgiveness and don't act like we're sorry about doing a lot of that stuff, we are going to be so sorry when the hot place shows up. Because somebody's got to go to the hot place. And I don't want it to be you. I don't want it to be me. But the hot place is the remedy for all the evil. Oh, yeah, the hot place is going to kill all the virus of the evil. And all we ever do on the broadcast and on the program is tell people, hey, you don't have to go to the hot place. You never had to go to the hot place. The hot place was never prepared for you. It was always prepared for someone else. But, you know, we take all this time and we build up the earthly body, but we kill the spiritual man. And God sees that. He sees that. And so one way that he sees evil, I mean, anybody can really see it, is by the things you say. You can see the evil in people by the things that they say. What's in you is what you talk about. What's in you is what you say. You kind of get what I'm saying? It's like breath. If I eat onions all week, my breath is going to smell like onions. If I eat evil all week, what's going to come out of my mouth? Evil. If I eat evil all week, guess what's going to be in my brain? Evil. And if evil's in my brain, what are my limbs and hands and feet and heart and mind going to think? Evil. What are they going to do? Evil. And And what will they seek out after they do all that? More evil. So it talks about God sees evil and good. Now, if you change what you're looking at, you change your intake, you change your food to good food. Now, I'm not talking about the food that has no preservatives or nothing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the food that is preserving. See, there's a food that God fixes for people. There's a food that God gives people. And when he gives you that food, it preserves you until the coming of the Lord. And see, a lot of people say, well, you're just being churchy, this, that. No, I'm not talking about being churchy. That's one part of it. You can be churchy. You can have the tie on, the suit, the dress, the shoes, the hat, the gloves. You can do all of those things. You can cover yourself and all. That's wonderful. But what I'm talking about is not necessarily a physical thing that you can see. It's a spiritual thing. The spiritual side of you is the side that preserves you. See, because we're on this life, this earthly life is temporary, but the spiritual life that comes afterwards, that's the life that's the life we want. That's the life that's going to live forever. How you know you're going to do that? Well, spirits don't die. And when God gives you a spirit, that soul, that he saves your soul, right? But the spirit don't die. Okay. The spirit sleeps. So, when you leave here, the body lays and the body decays, but the spirit sleeps, the soul sleeps. God will preserve you for the next life. It's not about this life. He preserves you for the next life. And if you're trying to save this life, you'll never get the next life. Remember, he said it. Those who try to save this life will lose it. If you try to save your life on this earth, you're going to lose that. But you're trying to save your spiritual life that is later, the next life. It's all about the next life. It's all about the next journey. Watch this. It says, verse number 4, gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Gentle words are a tree of life. Gentle words bring life. That's what's in you when you begin to feed yourself preserving food. Food that preserves you. That's what you're trying to do. And listen to me. Let God change your language. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean. Or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.